Okay, I believe that parts of this sugya we already discussed in the beginning of the parak. We're not on, yeah. But we'll try to just touch on the ikar, the whole idea of tamur b'shegig. You're not. The whole idea of tumur b'shegig. And how it works, we discussed earlier, that it's, you know, how the chalois of tamur is different than the chalois of regular kutchin. But we'll touch upon now the inyanim that we didn't go into earlier. The Mishnah starts off by saying chomer, that there are certain chumras by kutchin that you don't have by tamura, and the vice versa. Chomer b'kashkech. Thank you. Chomer. Chomer b'kotchim mi b'tmura, v'chomer b'tmura mi b'kotchim. There are chumras that kotchim has over tmura, and the opposite, what is it? Chomer b'kotchim mi b'tmura. Sha'akodeshim oisim tmura. We know tmura is not oisim tmura. Ha'shutfim v'atzibur makdishim. Shutfim and tzibur can make hekdish, can enact hekdish. Avaloi memirin. But they can't enact tmura, even according to the Rambam that we learned, that holds that tmura is a lav on a tzibur. But if you remember, we had it's not chal, it doesn't work, it doesn't activate. Umagdishin ubrin ve'evarim avaloi memirin. You can't do tmura from ubrim or evarim. We had that earlier. Choymer b'tmura mi b'kotchim. Sha'atmura cholo, the girsi here is tmura, sha'atmura cholo abalas mum, tmura schalan abal mum, ve'ein yoitze ligoze, l'chulin ligoze z'v'liyovit. If you make a kedusha on abal mum through tmura, kedusha z'guf is chal, to what level? Obviously the Mishnah is explaining. It's obviously not to the level that you could go and now bring it for a korban, but we know anything that had kedusha seguf, that kedusha never leaves through a pigeon. And even if it gets a mum ultimately, and you redeem it, it still has certain levels of kedusha that remain from the original kedusha seguf, which is that there's an iser gizav avoid. You're only allowed to eat it. So tmura has that koyach, that even if something is a bal mum, it creates kedusha as though it received the kedusha before it became a bal mum, and therefore maintains that connection that you can't go ahead and do avoida with it even after redemption. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer also shegik kemezid b'tmura, v'loy shegik kemezid b'mukdasha. There's a din of shegik by tmura, and there isn't the din of shegig by kotchim, which means if you did it mistakenly. We'll see what mistakenly means. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, hakilayim v'atreifa v'hayotze doifin v'tumtum v'androgenus. All of these examples, which they're not roi from mizbeach, just like a balmum is not roi from mizbeach, loik doishim, they don't get kedusha, v'loi magdishim, and they don't enact kedusha through the process of tmura. Obviously, how is that possible? If it can't get Kedusha to begin with, how would it be able to make Tamura? So that already the Gemara discusses, if you look at the bottom of the daf, the Gemara goes through a lengthy discussion, how it's possible. Either we're talking about a case where it's Vlad Kotchim, in other words, you made the mother Kaddish, and then the Vlad came out, either a Balmum or a Trefa, or whatever, Kilayim, all this is the same. That would be an example of all these cases. Okay, now it would seem that the seifa of the Mishnah should be a davar poshut. Everybody should agree to that. Just like a balmum doesn't get kedusha seguf, so a treifa or a kilayim or tumtum, anything which can't have kedusha has the same chesaron that a balmum has. What's a balmum's chesaron? The balmum's chesaron is it can't be put on the mizbeach. That's a balmum's chesaron. So l'chayr, all these examples that the Mishnah gave are the same. They have the same chisaron. So it's interesting that the Mishnah reads that this is only Rebbe Lezer's shita. Sounds like the Tanakhama or the Chachamim argue and would say that Balmum, Taka, doesn't work. But these examples would. And if you take a look at the end of the sugya, the end of the Kedusha says, Beferish that way. Shmuel says that if you're makdish a treifa, you have to wait for it to get a mum in order for the Kedusha to go off. He says, Omar Shmuel Ogdoshim, but he says you can only be redeem it if it becomes, if it gets a mum. Hamakdish is a treifa, Omar Shmuel, this is 2, 4, 6. I think it's about 15 lines from the bottom. 13 lines. Omar Shmuel Amakdash is a treifet srichemum kavur liftei solav. He says clearly that if you makdash a treifa, you do need a mum. Does have kedusha, and that's very strange because a treifa has the ultimate mum. It's not roya for the mizbeach. Why should you have to wait for it to get a mum? So, and if you look at the end, the last couple lines of the Gemara asks from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Toshma, Rebbe Lezer, Oim Hakalayim, V'yetzidoyfen Treifa, Tumtum Androgynous, Loikdoishim V'loim Makdishim, V'amar Shmuel Loikdoishim B'tmura V'loim Makdishim L'aseis T'mura." See, clearly, it doesn't have kedusha. Says the Gemara, if you turn the Bdaf, "Amar L'cha Shmuel." Dilma hach tana sover kolhecha de lechaz yilaguf olay nach salok kedushas aguf. So Shmuel learns it's a machlokes. This din in our Mishnah that the treifa and revet, all these things kelayim don't have kedusha. That's das Rebbe Lezer. But the Chachamim would argue. The Chachamim would say that if you makdish a treifa, gets kedushas aguf. No way can it be brought on a mizbeach, but it will get kedushas aguf. So that needs clarity. We'll get back to that. Why is that? And that's a tremendous yesod in Kodshim that according to this side of the Gemara, the Chachamim hold that you could be mocked with something which is not roy for the Mizbeach, and it'll still get Kedusha Zaguf. How does it get Kedusha Zaguf? Why is it any better than a Balmum? It should be exactly like a Balmum. Maybe worse than a Balmum. Okay. But we'll leave that on the side, and I want to first go into the Shogeg and Mezid. So getting back to the beginning of the Gemara says, "My taima de Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda." Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda in our Mishnah said that also shegi kemezid b'tmura, which means if you made the tmura in era, it's still chal. Omar kro yiye kodesh l'rabois shegi kemezid. Hechidomi shegi kemezid. What's the example? Omar Chizkia. He gives different examples. Either kasavar shehu mutar lahamir. He thought it was permissible to do tmura. He was an oimer mutar. Gabi tmura loki, gabi kotshim loy loki. He thought it was permissible to do tmura. So according to this way of reading the Gemara, it seems that the guy's going to get malchus b'shoigig. He did a b'shegeg, right? He did tmura b'shegeg. It's the only case we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. A guy did tmura. He did a mistake. He did a b'shegeg. Clearly can't get asra. How could he get asra? He's a shegeg. By definition, a shegeg is without asra. He's still going to get malchus. That's what comes out from this way of learning the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a lishna achrini that he made a mistake in what he was making tmura on. Kosova loy mashachar v'omer lova. Gabi tmura loki. By tmura you would get malchus, and by kotshim it would be considered an error loy loki. You would not get malchus. If you tried to do that to a balmum, you would not get malchus. Rav Yechon Amar ba'omer teitzei zu v'tikonei zu. Gabi kotshim shenolda ba'amum nechon b'lepidyon loy loki. Gabi Tmur Loki by Tmur, you would get Malkus. Rav Sheshi says, Bo Imre Konis Labayezev Haktish Va'omer Midaiti. Before he went into the room, he had decided he's going to do Hektish at Tmura. And then he went in, V'nichnas V'heme V'hektish Shaloi Midaiti. When he went in, he made a mistake and he did the Tmura without thinking. Rashi says, Shabal Machshovasu. He had decided before he went in that he was going to do Tmura. So as according to Rav Sheshis, you need to have once wanted to do Tmura. Then you went in and you made a mistake to do Tmura. But if it wasn't preceded by intent, then you take a potter. And if you look at Tosfos brings down this Rashi, Akonas Labaya Zeh, Pirish Rashi, Shebal Machshava Soya, V'loya Yedeya Mahal Yo'omer. The kosher lomalo loymer ekonis labayaza. What do you need it for? What do you gain by the fact that before he went in, he made such a decision? If ultimately, when he did the tmur, he wasn't thinking. Lochenir lafar shekonis labayaza kaloymer kishe ekonis labayaza tehei behema zu tmura miyad v'nichnas bo behema v'ikdu shloim idayte shloim amadova bechnisasei v'gam lechosha b'mashama mitchila. So Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learns that you made a condition before. You said, listen, when I go into this room, Tmura should enact. And then you made a mistake and went into the room. You forgot that you have said that before. You went into the room. All these examples are examples where you didn't have das, bishas, the chalois Tmura, and still in all the Tmura schal. The only chiddush in the last part of the Gemara is it had to have been preceded by some level of das. According to one side of the Gemara, you never have to have das. You can make a total error. And according to the last side of the Gemara, even if it's not a total error, if it's a partial error, it's still chal. Now, if you look in the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, so there are two Rambams. They seem to be contradictory, somewhat, at least conceptually, contradictory, because the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura, in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he said, Echad ha-meimer b'zodoin, or sheheimer b'shkoga, whether you do tmur b'mezer or b'shagik, ha-reze oise tmur v'loike, the tmur enacts, and you get malchus. It's two chidushim. Chidush number one, that the tmur works, and chidush number two, that you get malchus. It's really two separate chidushim. One side would be to say it doesn't work, it's similar to what we would call a mekach tos, which is something I really want to, that's what I really want to talk about today, something we didn't discuss yet, why we don't consider this type of a thing a mekach tos. It's a mistake. Made a mistake. Every transaction that one does, if he does an error, a significant error, in the time of the transaction, it doesn't work. And that's throughout Shas, whether it's in Kinyonim, whether it's in Ishus, in all over Shas, errors are something that we recognize. And we don't just say, we go on. The error is noted, and basically removes the kinyan. So why don't we say the same thing here? So chiddush number one is that it's chal. Chiddush number two is that normally if you're a shogeg, you don't get malchus. You get malchus. It's two separate chiddushim. Hamiskav loyma areza tmuris oila shiyeshli va'oma areza tmuris shlomim. He made a mistake. Instead of saying tmuris oila, he said tmuris shlomim. Harezu tmur v'loike. Still works. It's Chayiv Malkus. Even though he made a mistake. So the Rambam here is clear that the only time we give you Malkus is if you knew you were doing something wrong. That's how the Rambam understands it. So in other words, I knew I was doing an Avera. I wanted to make Tumur from an Oila, okay, which I knew was wrong. And my mistake was an insignificant mistake on the chet level, because my mistake was that I said tmur shlomim. Okay. So comes out that my error was an error in the chalois, but it wasn't an error in aveir. I knew I was doing an aveir. According to the Rambam, we could give you hasra too. The Edom told you, you're not allowed to do tmur. It's the same lav to do tmur from an oil as it is from a shlomim. Same lav. They gave you hasra, not to make tmur. The mistama, it's just like we find by other Isurim, mistama, they don't have to tell you the exact name. It's what you're doing, if the Aveira is the same. If somebody's eating a nevela, and he's eating the thigh of the nevela, and the Edim think he's going to eat the stomach of the nevela, and they tell him, don't eat the nevela, and he takes the thigh. It's the same hasra, right? It's not a different avera. So if a guy had a mind to do oila, and instead he did a shlamim, the avera is the same. The avera was the tamura. And the Edim could have potentially given him hasra, not to make tamura. Abel, he says the Rambam, im dima, if you had thought shemuter lahomer vehemer, you thought it's permissible to do tamura, says the Rambam, then oisha omar, he gives the case of Rav Sheshes, oisha omar, or he went ahead and he said, ekoneis labayezeh ve'emer midayti, like Rashi's case, v'nichnas v'shochach v'hemir shaloi midaytoi, harezu tamura v'eneloike. We see a very interesting thing in the Rambam. The Rambam refuses to accept that there should be malchus in a case where a guy made a mistake thinking that he was allowed to do what he was doing. Impossible. That's considered a bigger error. Thinking something is mutter and it not being mutter, that's the ultimate error, according to the Rambam. And therefore, the Rambam holds malchus is only if you made a mistake in calculation, whether it's an oil or a shlomit. But if your mistake was that you didn't know what you were doing is usur, that's a bigger error. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tamura. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach says differently. Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel in Yisurei Mizbeach, the Rambam states, HaMiskabel Loi Meshlomim V'Omer Oila, if somebody had in mind to say Shlomim, this is not a Tamura case. This is a regular case, somebody's being Makdash Akar. And he had in mind to say Shlomim, instead he said Oila. Oila V'Omer Shlomim, or he had in mind to say Oila, he ended up saying Shlomim, Loi Omer Klum, Ad Sheyeh Piv V'Liboy Shavi. It has to be that he had in mind to do the right thing. Here the Rambam feels that a miscalculation on what you're doing, that is the ultimate error. If you thought you were making an oil, instead you were making a shlomim, forget about it. That is the ultimate error, and then we don't recognize the act that you did at all. Says the Rambam, Lefikach, ha-miskaven lo'ymar al-balmum oilo v'gdisho shlomim, oy shlomim v'oymar oilo, Afa pishen is scaving li isur ain't a like. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says that if a guy made a mistake, even though he was intending to do an isur, right? A balmum. He went ahead to an animal which was a balmum, which you're not allowed to be makdash for a carbon, and he said, I want to make this into an oil. And in his mind, he wanted to say shlomo. Or the opposite. Says the Rambam, no malchus. No malchus, it's nothing. The whole thing is dvar and batel. He says, but mi shedima shemuter lahakdish balmum lemizbeach. Somebody who thought that you're allowed to be makdish a balmum, the hikdish, and he was makdish the balmum, hareiz a kodesh ve'en eloik. Ask kedusha, but you don't get malchus. So here the Rambam feels that oimer mutter is less of an error. Then saying something's an oil and it turns out to be a shlomim. Oil ends up being a shlomim, the Rambam throws it out, it's nothing, it's dvarim b'talim. Narishkeit. But if somebody says, oim mutter, the Rambam says, that's already, you're more responsible for what you did. And there we say, it is chal. And the Rambam then, is as far as the Rambam is concerned, there's no malchus because you're shoygik like anything in kolat ha'rekula, but it's the chalois is chal. So it seems that in Hilchos Tamura, the Rambam is of the view a miscalculation between an oil and a shlomim is not significant. Insignificant. Oim mutter, that's a significant mistake. In Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam says, oil and shlomim, that's a crazy mistake. That's not even recognized at all. Mistake, oim mutter, that's not such a big mistake. What's pshat? Seems to be a shtickle contradiction. Again, I'm not talking about, it's not a blatant contradiction, but it's a conceptual contradiction. We're not talking about the same cases. Here we're talking about tmura, and here we're talking about the lav of being makdash balmum. It's a different case. It's not an open shut stira, but in concept it seems to be a stira. Because in Luchas Tmura, the Rambam seems to say that a miscalculation is not a significant error. Oil and shlomim is not a significant error, and over here he holds it is. Besides for that, the Ravid comes and he points out another interesting nakuda, and that is, he feels that an oima mutter, a guy who makes a mistake and he thinks something is permitted, is he shouldn't get malchus. The Rambam says that it's chal. Hareza kadosh ve'ena loke. He says it is kodesh. Omar Avram Torah bezeh. He says the Rambam made an error. Ki ma shadima shemutu lahakdish balmumum zbeach vehikdish kodesh klal shehu hekdish tos. He says only by tmura. Says the Ravid comes and he says that this is a regular mistake, and therefore this is a mekach toyos. This is like a classic mekach toyos. And because it's a classic mekach toyos, the Ravid says it doesn't work. Not chal b'chlal. Which really is an underlying question on the whole sugya from the beginning to the end. Why don't we say that this is a mekach toyos? Why don't we say when a guy made a miscalculation, thinking something is permitted and it's not, why don't we say in that case that that's a mekach toyos? Which is what the Ravid is saying. The Ravid is saying any indication from the sugya by us that a tmura by error is a tmura, it's only by tmura such a concept. That's not a generic concept to say that hektish is chal if you make a mistake. It's a regular mekach toyos. So I think what we see very, very clear is that there's a difference between mekach toyos in general and mekach toyos by kotshim. And that's a chiddush. Because there is a shitas beis shamai in Meseches Nozer, which we don't hold of. We pass on like Basil, obviously. Beis Shammai taka hold that there's a concept of hektish betoyos hektish. Beis Shammai isolate kodshin from the concept of error. So according to Beis Shammai, it's not a question. Kodshin is different. Kodshin is not like regular monetary things. Kodshin, the level of error, doesn't play a role in the transaction. Okay, so that's Beis Shammai shita. Beis Hillel holds that there is such a thing as hektish betoyos, and it doesn't work. So why, according to Beis Hillel, do these cases of Omer Mutter, or being a Shaykh, not knowing that you're not allowed to do what you're doing, clearly, which would imply that if you would have known what you were doing, you wouldn't have done it, right? You went over to an animal with a mum and you said it should be an oiler. If you would have known that you're not allowed to make an oiler into a carbon, you wouldn't have, a balmum into a carbon, you wouldn't have said it. So why isn't that a classic Mekach Toyos? Should be. So, to strengthen this question, we have another sugya in Shas that seems to also isolate something which is actually not kachim from the din of Mekach Toyos. Kohen Gadol is Makadish and Almona, where Kohen Hediyot is Makdish Agrusha. These are examples we had in the sugya of the Ovid Mahani. And over there we discussed this issue of the kiddushin being chal. If it's inherent, the lav has to be inherent. If the lav is not inherent, but the Gemara in Ksubis seems to say clearly that a kohen gadol that's makadosh an almona, or a kohen hetit that's makadosh a grusha, the Gemara seems to say clearly that even though it was an error, the marriage is a marriage. That seems to be what the Gemara says. The Gemara is found here on Daf Kuf Aleph, Omid Beis, in Meseches Ksubis. The Mishnah discusses Almona l'Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hediyot, Mamzeres u'Nesina l'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael u'Nesina l'Mamzer. These are all cases of Lavim. Yesh lahem Ksuba. There's a Ksuba. Okay, so why is Yesh Lahem Ksuba? Because the Kedushin works. But now, this is not so poshut. This could be talking about a case where actually you thought, you didn't know, you knew that she was an almana, you married her anyway. So we know we owe it mahani, so the kiddushin works. So you owe her ksuba money. What happens if you didn't know she was an almana? You makadosh an almana. A kohen gadol is makadosh an almana, or a kohen hedid is makadosh a grusha, and then he finds out that she's a grusha. He didn't know it. So the Gemara doesn't directly address: is it chal? The ksuba he won't have to pay because he made a mistake. He wouldn't have maybe extended himself to the. So the Ran comes over here on the spot, and the Ran states as follows. Kol shemekhoi mekachtos, he says, ain lo. He doesn't have anything. But still, a get she needs. Why does she need a get? Says the Rambam, umash no eilenis. He says, what about an eilenis? What's the difference between an eilenis? So he says as follows. Kishaloi hikirbo. If a guy married an islandess, not knowing that she's an islandess, then he finds out she's an islandess, the halacha is the kiddushin is bought. Kiddushin is over. That's the halacha. So why is this different? Loi domi, says the Ran, it's different. The hosam, kivan shahoiso yodas bimumeha, since she knew she had a mum, he didn't know she had a mum, v'adover yodua, and it's known in the world, she'ein odom nispayes bimumim. A person doesn't give in on that kind of a thing. It's not the kind of thing where the kala tells you in the yichud room, by the way, I'm an island, so you go, okay. Right? You'd be pretty blown away if she told you that in the yichud room. By the way, I forgot to mention to you, I'm an island. So Ran says, that's a mekach toyas. So listen to this, he says. He says, Avo ba'ilanis, okay, that was Alice. He says, Avo b'mumim, he says, ain't adam nitfas b'mumim. He says, a person is not nitfas b'mumim. But in Isser, he says, the efshar she'yarev olav ha'mekach, afal pi she'yesh Isser b'dovar. Even though there's an Isser, maybe he would love the Mekach anyway. Sounds, from the simple reading of the Ran, it sounds like, who says the guy wouldn't be happy anyway? It's astounding Ran. It's almost self-contradicting, because the Ran himself gives one of the examples that a person doesn't give in. If you have a woman that makes mumim, and nidorim. That's a classic example of efshar b'ishan adronis. Person says, I can't deal with a woman who's an adronis. So, what's the case of an adronis? There's a woman that makes nidorim, right? So the obvious question is, what do you mean? So live with her the way she is? So she'll make nidorim. The teretz is, you can't live with her, because it's going to be an isser. Is he surim? But if you don't care about isurim, just like you're a kohen who's ready to live with a woman in a grusha, because you like her, you live with her like that, even though she's a grusha. So you live with the Nadronis too. Efshar she'yarev olav ha'mekach. So the Ran himself, it doesn't even flow in the Ran. What does that mean? The Ran says it's possible that, what does he mean? Besides, we know, I mean, every Jew has a cheskes kashrus. And the assumption I would make is that every erlich yid, if he found out that his wife, if he was a kohen, he found out his wife was a grusha, he'd get divorced. There's no choice. It's not a happy story. You know, there are stories that don't end off happily in that way. It's happened in the past, such things, where a guy finds out later he's a kohen or something. It's not a great situation, and of course, any dayonim that are involved in these cases try to find a loophole. Maybe the kohuna is not a real kohuna. Maybe somebody married a grusha before, and therefore the guy's a chol, and he can marry a grusha. You look for etzes, but the bottom line is, if there's no etzes, it's over. There's no solution. It's over. So why over here? What's the pshat over here? That's not a mekach toyas. I mean, did this kohen go out with one girl that was a grusha in his whole dating career? No, because he wouldn't by no means take a grusha. Very strange. Actually, an Adronis is easier to deal with, because an Adronis, at least you could be mata neder. Anything which is beinoy leveino, you could be mata in the door. Right? You could, it's not a geshmaka thing to deal with a wife that you got to be mata in the dorm all the time. But it's one of those things. People are married to women sometimes that are OCD. Right? You got to deal with their shilas 24 hours a day. The same shila every day. I'm not married to them and I got to deal with it. It's not so posh. Right? But that's you live with it. You live with it. Pella de Quran. Very similar to this Ran. Without this Ran, I would say the Or Sameach, and of the Or Sameach, I asked everybody to look up. The Or Sameach says a similar idea. The Or Sameach says, if you look at that Or Sameach, ubechidushai kosavti ktsas tam, ma dechayev asei, af beloi hikibo lehavi mekach toys. The Rabbeinu Sova, by Lisha Shaloy Lushen Kidus and Loike, Mishum Loisia Kadesha. So, in this piece, he goes through when we say Mekach Toyas, when we don't. He says like this. He has a problem. He says, I have a clear raya that this would be a Mekach Toyas. The Gemara brings down a Meseches Pechoris. This is a famous Gemara, which the Gemara discusses somebody who sells an animal, and the animal ends up being a trefa. Okay? Obviously, if you buy an animal thinking it's kosher, and ends up being a trefa, so you could give it back. You give the animal back. You give the animal back. Done. What happens? You ate the animal already. So you had the full hanor of the animal already. Now you come back to the guy, you say, you sold me a trefa. You find out it was a trefa. Does the guy have to give you your money back? Could you say, listen, I wouldn't have bought it if it was a trefa. Yeah, but you ate it already. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara Paskins in Meseches Bechoris, on Daf Lamed Zion, that the Hamoicher Basel HaChavere, somebody sells meat to his friend, V'nimtzan, it turns out to be a trefa. The halacha is, it depends. If he ate it, the Gemara says, you have to pay him back. Even though he ate it. The Eilu Dvorim Sha'nefesh Kotzer Bahem. The Gemara makes a difference. There are certain things that after you wait, you still have the hano of eating it. But if a person had the trefis and the velas after he ate it, and he finds that he ate it, it's mias to him. He's upset that he ate it, and he's mamish nimis from it, so that there's no din of paying for it. So, I, says the Gemara, v'leimele my afsadach, what I make you lose, it goes back and forth. But the bottom line is, you see clearly from the Gemara, that there's such a concept in Mekach Toyas, where something is an Isser. So the Or Sameach says, what's the difference? A marriage which is an Isser, or a meat purchase which is an Isser. In both cases, it's an Isser, should be a Mekach Toyas. That's the Or Sameach's point. So he comes and he says a Chiddush like this. Says the Or Sameach, a person is choyte me'achilas iser. He says over there, einoy miskaven rak lecho bosa. The person's only intent is to eat the meat. He has no other interest. He says, and therefore, says the Or Sameach, you could have had the same pleasure eating a piece of kosher meat as trefa meat. So in retrospect, you had no anoa from the fact that this was a trefa. It's the same thing. So the only thing is the guy fooled you. You had intention to buy a kshera, and he sold you a trefa. Says the Or Sameach, v'chein b'yayinesach, u'kiyotze b'zeh. Could have gotten a beheter. Kivon shemotzo chen beinav. He says marriage is not that way. It's not this woman or that woman. This woman is specific. There's a companionship and a connection that you have to this woman. Zoktol sameach. This was the choice. This was the choice that you made. He says, and therefore, he says, therefore, he holds. Anyway, so this is the Or Sameach. Or Sameach makes a distinction between a mekach toyas by meat of treifa and kashrus, and a mistake that would be made in a marriage where there's something specific. This Or Sameach really is very much leaning towards the Ran, which we mentioned in Ksubis, where the Ran seems to be saying this svore. The Ran seems to hold it such a svore that the fact that you like this person, maybe that would override the fact that it's an issur. And as I said, this is all really a tremendous chiddush, because logically we would say that if this guy is becheskes kashrus, he wouldn't live with a grusha. Not only wouldn't live with a grusha, koyfenoy sel legarish. This is not a joke. Koyfenoy sel legarish. What's the next step now after the guy married the grusha? Besdin will take him down to Besdin and force him to give a get. It's not like we're going to tell him, okay, if that's what you like, we're going to be koyfenoy sel legarish. Yeah. Defanei bal korcha, exactly. This is not a choice. So what does it even mean? What's the hesbar b'chlal? And you have to realize the Mishnah was written even, because Bizman Azeh, technically, if a guy was an Avarian, the guy was a Baal Averi, he could get away with it. Nobody's going to force him. Secular court's not going to take this woman away from him. So it's conceivable for him to live with a woman who's a Grusha. In the time of Chazal, it wasn't even conceivable. They'll take her away. It's finished. The whole thing from beginning to end is a plea. Really a plea. So what I think we have to say here to give clarity in this inyan is really, it's a generic shaila, b'emes, in not just the Mekach Tos. Not just the Mekach Tos. It's a generic question in Kol HaTorah Kula, which is, how much does the scientific element and the halacha element unite in Mekach Toyas? In not only in Mekach Toyas, Melechah Shabbos. Okay? In Melechah Shabbos, Lamashal, there's a very elementary question. So Machloikis Tanoyim, if somebody is Mevashal b'Shabbos, if it asrs the food. Machloikis Tanoyim. One Tana holds Midaraisa, the food is also. Koydashain. We hold Koydashain ve Maaseh Kedosh. Machlokes. One Tana holds whatever you cook on Shabbos is also to eat midaraisa. No, so if it's also to eat midaraisa, so you're makalko. Why are you chayiv for bishul? If you took a piece of meat and you ruined it through bishul, you potter. In fact, Rabbi Lezer Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, has a whole shir he gave. Somebody took a piece of meat and he put it in a pot and it cooked fully. And he left it there on the pot, and then it burnt. He says, Yipotah. Because it was never a melech machsheves, it never was miskayim, it never got the tikkun of the cooking. It got burnt. The old shaila, why they were matter you to pull off the bread on Shabbos out of the oven, redias hapas, to be matzel you from Mitzvah Skila, why don't you just leave the bread in there and let it burn up? Right? But the question is, why don't we say over there that Yipotah? Why don't we say every mevashel b'shabbos should be potter, because if it's the food is also to eat, so it comes out that he's a mekalkel. The rikiyoya in the Shara Melech and Ulchus Shvias brings down such a question as well. Why, if somebody plants during Shemitah, if there's a lav of loisoichel kol teyeva that you're not allowed to eat it, why you chayev for the planting? Same kind of a question. Sugyan Makis is also muchach, that if somebody plants in a nachal eisen, he plants someplace where you can't have anor from the food, he's still chayev. And the answer that's given is that there's such a thing as a metzias, and there's such a thing as a din. And when we look at something, if something is a tikkun, something was fixed, we look at it scientifically. Since scientifically, when you cooked on Shabbos, you made a tikkun, even though halachically, the food is going to be also to eat for a different reason, that's not called a chesaron in the ma'aseh melacha. Because mitzad the ma'aseh melacha, the fact is that the food was cooked. And therefore, that's called a tikkun aguf on the chefze, and therefore you chayev for mevashel on Shabbos. That's the concept. So I want to tell you, we'll go into this a little next week before we start the next parak. We'll finish this idea. But I want to tell you that by mekach toyes, by kachem also, there's two kinds of mekach toyes. There's a mekach toyes when you make an error in metzias, and there's a mekach toyes when you make an error in din. An error in din is not looked upon in halacha. Somebody makes a mistake, he marries a woman who's an adronis. She has an inherent chesaron, physical chesaron, a psychological chesaron, that she makes nadorim. Such a woman I didn't marry. I want to marry this woman with a psychological issue. The kohen who chose to marry this woman, it turns out she's a grusha. Inherently, this is the woman that he wanted to marry. Elamai, api halacha, there's a problem. The halachic problem doesn't play a role in Hilchos Mekach Toyes. That's what the Ran means. The Ran doesn't mean the guy's going to say, now, okay, I'm going to keep her. That's not what the Ran means. Not want to keep her. But you can't say there's an inherent Mekach Toyes when inherently he wants this woman. The Ran doesn't mean that he's going to say, oh, I'm staying with her. Otu Bershia Skin, and we're not talking about a Roshe. It's not a Roshe. But what the Ran means is that this woman is a woman that inherently who she is, you wanted to marry her. It's a halachic issue. And that's why the Rambam holds Oymer Mutter by Kodshim. It's Chal. Als the Chalois, there's not a problem of the Chalois. Because inherently the transaction that you made, you wanted to make. That's inherent. And therefore the Rambam holds it's Taka Chal. The Isser is a separate issue. Belina, we'll fine-tune it next week. We have to start the Ezel Neshech. So, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll fine-tune it. We're also going to be starting the next parak, which we'll leave up to Maramakayim for that.